Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to Soul Wisdom. I am so excited you are joining me on this transformational journey of mind, body, and spirit. I wanted to start by sharing what Soul Wisdom is and how that plays into the overall theme and energy of this podcast. Soul Wisdom is about connecting deeply with your soul and finding that guidance from within, no longer needing to search outside of yourself. It's all about looking at the deeper messages and meanings found within life. These may be reflected in your thoughts, feelings, emotions, energy field, from other people, and even from your pets. This creates a wonderful opportunity to look within and discover your soul's deeper and yet sometimes hidden messages that is truly being shared with you for your deeper awareness, growth, acceleration, and transformation. I get so excited because this is my genius, really looking into the soul and finding those patterns, the messages that are all being reflected for your highest healing and transformation. I know what it's like to unravel what your soul is telling you. Oh my gosh, I have been there myself, searching and trying to find those answers outside of myself. I was trying to really understand my gifts, intuition, and the things that I was seeing, feeling, and experiencing. I was taking numerous classes, and I still felt empty. I didn't feel any closer to my true self. And a little bit to help understand my background, growing up, I was a highly sensitive and empathic child. I could read the energy and emotions and thoughts of people and animals and what they were experiencing both on a conscious and unconscious level. That was normal for me, but I was soon to learn that wasn't normal for others. There was a lot of fear in my family around what I was experiencing, so I shut down my intuition and gifts at around 12 to 13 years old. Well, here's the interesting thing. Almost immediately, I started getting sick and experiencing numerous physical issues. Up to that point, I was extremely healthy. This really, truly started my journey back to my intuitions and gifts by searching for answers, wanting deeper understanding, wanting to know how I could heal and feel better. But most of all, how I could heal myself from a place of inner responsibility and self-knowing. I had this deep inner knowing that I could heal myself, but I had no idea where the journey would unfold or how it would unfold and where it would take me. Many, many things have contributed to my journey to get me to where I am today. However, two things have really stood out on my journey back to my soul wisdom. The first was when I was working with animals. I worked with cattle, horses, and dogs, and each in their amazing way showed me my way back to myself. They showed me my natural abilities and gifts had never left. That was huge for me. I felt normal for the first time in a long time when I was with them. I wasn't judged. The fear was gone. I could feel safe. I could really drop into what I was feeling, seeing, and sensing. And with that, I started to understand the deeper connections and reflections being woven in life's experiences. This was huge for me. This was a real pivotal moment and a real healing moment for me, really starting to merge and balance my mind, body, and spirit. The second thing that has really stood out on my journey back to my soul's wisdom was a severe arm injury I experienced right out of veterinary school. This showed me my natural ability to heal. I came out of the emergency room without any use of my left arm, which, trust me, was fully functional before. I mean, talk about a game and life changer. I went from going 120 miles an hour to about zero after I came out of the emergency room. And I didn't know what to do with an arm that didn't function. But in that, something connected deeply from within me. And I was guided, shown, and supported on how to heal my arm using both Eastern and Western medicine combined with spirituality and energy work. This was transformational for me. Again, opening up to more of my soul wisdom, the innate ability to heal. But I healed my arm completely of something that was deemed medically impossible to heal from. And I realized That this was my soul and my inner wisdom pouring through me, guiding me, supporting me, surrounding me with love and safety and healing. That moment truly changed my life path, and pivoted me to what I'm doing today as a master soul intuitive and energy healer, as a spiritual teacher and holistic veterinarian. I'm able to combine all these amazing things I've learned, distilled, experienced, and walked through myself. And in that, I offer that as support. I love supporting the humans and animals and reconnecting to each one of your soul's wisdom, looking at those deeper messages and meanings found within the mirrors and reflections in life. And then within that, we bring in the spirituality and energy work to start integrating those wounds, those traumas, those messages, those meanings, bringing them into healing for wholeness. I've helped tens of thousands of clients all over the world access and integrate their soul's wisdom and messages. This is also a path, like I was sharing before, that I've personally walked, experiencing the ups and downs, the triumphs, the challenges, the celebrations. But each step has brought me more and more into my wholeness, or as I like to say, soulness. That soulness is an opportunity to share those lessons learned, the hard, hard questions asked, and also looking at the celebrations and the gratitudes, all that the soul wisdom, reconnecting with my soul, has brought forth. So I'm excited to have you join me each week on the Soul Wisdom Podcast, where I will share deep insights, unique viewpoints, new perspectives that are all naturally supporting bringing forth the soul wisdom held within you. Together, we will unlock the soul's treasure chest of hidden messages and meanings mirrored in your everyday life. These could be showing up as old beliefs, limitations, thoughts, emotions, and patterns. Patterns that you may see in your relationships, with your health, finances, or even with your pets and intuitive gifts. So I cannot wait to explore so many fun topics and really dive deep into the soul wisdom. And you know this podcast is for you if you are an awakened soul wanting to access more of your soul's wisdom, or a spiritual seeker newly on the path of energy work, healing, and transformation who wants to learn more, or anywhere in between those. We are going to share about mind, body, spirit, energy, emotions, people, pets, all sorts of fun topics as we come together and really bring and access more of your soul wisdom. Please subscribe now to Apple Podcast or wherever you're listening to this podcast. And together, let's unlock the treasure chest of your soul's wisdom and experience more soulness. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.